welcome.
Oh, we're here.
To another episode of Good Stuff with Bad People. I am your host, CJ Cox, and I am here with some bad people. We have with us today D'Artagnan Giantopoulos.
D'Art.
We have Dami Saclari.
Dami.
Jackie Monahan.
Oh, hi.
Jackie.
And we have a new victim.
Hi.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Frank.
No, Frankie goes to Hollywood.
Frank or Frankie in Hollywood. Been here. Yeah, you can call me Frank or Frankie.
Okay. Although you were saying that you have no idea what the Frankie Goes to Hollywood reference is?
Zero. None.
Let's just say.
This is the first time. People love
you're
to
not
say
a millennial,
well,
right? You're below or above.
I'm on the cusp. I'm a cusp.
What's
of
the next?
Millennial or Gen.
Is that the next annoying
Z.
group?
Gen Z? We're much more, we're refined versions of millennials. I think that what the proper term to call me is a second wave millennial.
Wait, that's
okay. You get, you
it's
see,
true.
I can already tell this
generation.
This generation is going to be freaking annoying. You can tell by that.
We're like a fine, refined, like it's all about waves nowadays. There's third wave coffee, third wave feminism, and we're the
fourth
second
wave.
A oh, fourth wave now.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, yeah.
Wait so a minute. What's this coffee thing?
Third wave coffee. That's how. Yeah, I was looking at barista jobs, and they wanted 2 years of experience of third wave coffee.
Wait, what is
third wave? Three.
I don't know.
What is that? That's just something. That's just some.
In all
up,
my time actually baristing, yeah. I've never heard of the waves of coffee.
Third
that's
wave.
That's because I'm not in the super cool. Like, you know,
I've never even drunk hip. Coffee.
I need to know third wave coffee, and I need to know now. What does it mean?
So I think it's just like how. It's just like how you turn a $3 cup of coffee into a $6 one. So it's like
that's a really
it's
good
like
way to put
it's
it.
Like a, you know, your beans are not just it's not decaf and calf now. It's like Ethiopian dark blend is like
isn't that racist?
Your, no,
surprisingly not.
No, it's a celebration of the different types of beans.
Yeah, I think the third wave is just it's a greater awareness of your ecological presence in the process. Like, all these corporations are trying to make sure that not only are they doing things sustainably, but, like, they're just in the process of making the beans, not overtaxing the workforce, however much they already still are and keep doing, and then just better preparation of it in-house.
Wait, we all learned something.
It's a mixology.
I think it's just more knowledge. It's just more awareness of your impact on the environment and people when you're making something that everyone needs.
Oh, it's not compromising the integrity of the bean.
Because everybody
that's, no, that's one of the points, to make sure you're not compromising the bean.
You would never want to do that.
Okay.
No, the beans are
just
dignified.
The phrase compromising the integrity of the bean makes me want to
sounds like it
shoot,
could be
kill myself and to, you know, maybe take out, you know, a Starbucks with
take
me. Because that just...
take down a Starbucks with me.
I mean, okay, not... Here, this coffee is made without compromising the integrity of the bean.
It's my friend Erin Foley has a joke about it. She's in San Francisco and she wanted an iced coffee, and they're like, oh, that will compromise the integrity of the bean. And then she's like, just pour it over the ice, you
that's
know.
Hilarious.
And they're like, we can't do that. You can do it, but we just can't.
That's so funny.
We cannot
people
do
like
that.
That amazes me. Like the pretension there and the condescension there when everyone just needs a wake up call in the morning. Besides, that doesn't even compromise the bean. Like the way you can make iced coffee in many different ways. I think they were just worried like, oh, we don't refrigerate anything or freeze anything. It's all made right here, man.
It's like just wake me up.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
About that?
Like please. Like that's insulting to
I
the customer.
I took Benadryl last night, you asshole.
Exactly.
We should get to
the
core
ambient,
of all
I'm trying
this.
To wake up from my racism.
Do you want me to kill you? Yeah.
The core of all this is he doesn't know
I'm
what Frankie
tweet.
Goes to Hollywood is.
That was the
germ started.
That's
how we got there. Okay. Then
but this is what this wave does. They don't care. They hear it and they're just like, I don't care.
I bet fourth wave coffee is just going to not give a shit about anything.
Yeah,
it's
fourth
just
wave coffee and it's going to taste like
mud. Third wave coffee. That's like the slogan.
Okay. I don't even understand coffee, so this whole level
coffee's
of coffee
awesome.
Understanding, I don't get it.
It's a really big world, but it's scary with how much people take it too seriously to insult other people, like so many other, like...
So who discovered
like
coffee?
Specific knowledges.
Who decided, you know what, I'm going to ground these beans up, put some hot water on it, ooh, it's going to keep me awake.
Probably the Mayans.
Yeah. Indigenous people, yeah. Central America, tropical areas on that belt around the world.
Do you think people in Kona, like back in the day, the natives were like... hey, we grow in coffee. Where did it come from?
I was just chatting with my friend in Kona.
South America, right?
I was asking him about the volcano stuff.
The volcano stuff. I love the volcano stuff.
We haven't reached the bad people thing.
I haven't heard any bad stuff yet.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so...
Except for take down Starbucks with me.
Which is, I think, why I'm a bad person, because phrases like, oh, protecting the integrity of the bean...
It bothers me too.
They make me want to strangle somebody.
Well, that's actually my bad. I guess this could be my bad thing. It sort of relates to that. Well, first of all, this has nothing to do with anything, but I just had to say, I woke up, I sleep naked. And so I woke up this morning and I look in the mirror and I'm not joking. I had a dime attached to my penis and a quarter was stuck on my ass.
Okay, because
that sounds like a bad punchline.
I don't know about you.
I was like, what the hell?
How did I make 35 cents change while I slept?
I'm saying that, yeah, normally that's an upgrade for you.
I think
isn't
that's
it?
A sign of change in your
don't
life.
Insult me. I have a perfectly fine penis. But yeah, it was just 10 cents for the penis and 25 cents for the butt.
That's have really you two funny. Ever been in an orgy together?
We have not. But no. That's so hilarious. You're saying your butt is worth more than your penis?
Maybe it's from all the bike riding. I did a 30-mile ride this weekend, so my butt, I think
it's pretty
good.
That's a quarter ass. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. All right.
Okay, so, but that's not my bad thing. My bad thing.
That's hilarious.
So though. I've been having trouble. I use something called PlayStation View as my cable system, and it's been randomly deleting my programs for some reason.
Oh.
And it's sort of on the cloud. It's all internet. It's like a cable system that's all internet.
That.
It's really great. But so I call up, and this very nice girl gets me. You know, we go in and we kind of delete some stuff, and she's just guessing. She has no clue if this thing is going to work or not. And the only way I can find out if I somehow randomly discover something's deleted. But if something's deleted, how do you know? Because you don't see it. It's
right.
Very confusing.
I don't even, yeah.
But I don't know if this conversation is over. Like she's talking in that sort of fourth wave coffee speak, and she's just rattling off this very polite tone, and she's clearly maybe reading us. She's just memorized. She's talking corporate speak, and I'm like, are we done? Like, can you just say we're done? Because I can't tell. And then she's like, we're done.
Wow.
Like, it was just I was being maybe a little bitchy, but she was driving me crazy. I didn't know what she was saying. All she had to say was like, yeah, we're done. We'll just see if it happens. She didn't do that. She just went through this long speech, like a minute long, about how we, I guess, are done. It was incredible.
We're done.
All right. All right. So wow. Did we get you?
I mean, let's see. I usually struggle with this.
I
think second. Jackie
is
a moment to ruminate.
She's the unending, bottomless pit of...
Of depravity.
Evil.
I'm evil. My therapist told me not to date. And I'm dating. I can't help it.
You can't help dating because
you're
just so... You're so.
I made out in a car for like an hour last night.
Are you allowed to hook up? Is this dating or hooking up?
I haven't slept with anybody, but I'm making out with somebody. Mm, and I'm not nice. Supposed... I promised I would say single.
Is it a man or a woman?
A woman.
It's a woman. Is she married or not?
No.
Single woman, you're making out with her.
What's
once
with
or
that?
More than once?
A few times I have now.
So this is dating.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
well,
so
is it dating or is it just...
But we're not in a relationship.
Wait.
No, everyone's in a relationship.
Yeah, you were in a car.
The degree to which you're involved is what I think defines
yeah.
it.
She kept trying to come up to my apartment, but I wouldn't let her.
Mm. You can offer her fourth wave coffee.
Is that a thing?
That's hilarious.
It could be.
That's what you do.
I think she's a millennial, too. This is how I found out. This is how I found out. She never asked my age. I never asked hers because obviously I didn't want to get into the subject.
It's a terrible question.
But then all of a sudden she sent me a picture of her when she was in Yosemite. And she was like, I was in Yosemite at this year. Mm. And I was like, I was there at that same year.
Oh,
I'm like, you look really young. And she was like...
She was like a baby.
She was like four. I was 30.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the thing that freaks me out sometimes where I just think like, oh, I was a fully grown adult by the time that thing happened that you are completely unaware of. By the time Frankie Goes to Hollywood was a thing, I had gone to Hollywood. Already.
Yeah, and Frankie Goes to Hollywood is when? What year? Like, it was 80s?
80s.
That was in the movie... Frankie Goes to Hollywood had a song in Body Double.
Okay.
The orgasm song.
Do you remember
song.
Body Double?
I love
that
Body
was
Double.
So
he has
good.
No clue what we're talking
so,
about, naturally.
So we will get to him. Okay, but...
yeah, there was a song about masturbation. It was called Relax.
Sounds very
popular
80s.
Song.
Oh, yeah.
Very 80s.
Yeah, masturbation was a thing in the 80s. Yeah. In fact, that's when they invented it.
Yeah.
We got rid of it with Third Wave.
Yeah, the third
millennials don't masturbate.
They don't,
They discuss it first, and then
they rise above the integrity of the
masturbation.
Right. It ruins the integrity of the seed.
Yeah. Of the seed. Yeah.
If you kind of pump it out unorganically.
You can't ice it.
Yeah. Yeah.
God's sakes.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to pour it over ice.
They only use the flashlight thing.
Flashlight. I only use actual flashlights. Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. You gotta see what's going on.
Do they have flashlights that are also flashlights? Because if I was like one of those people selling things, that would be a great combo.
I would put LEDs.
Yeah,
in
do
there,
the same
so
exactly, yeah. And have a light show.
Right, and then it just kind of lights up and
have a light show.
And just you can see just. You know they have those
emergency flashlights that you wind up. So it should be like that.
But that's how you pump it.
Yeah, that's how you pump it. You use the flashlight and it charges the battery.
Oh, that's really smart.
Yeah.
It's like more sustainable.
And on this edition of Shark Tank,
like so, imagine there's an earthquake and you're with your friends and go, oh, we need a flashlight. Hold on, and then he starts using the flashlight to charge it. That's pretty good.
Okay.
It could also be a shake weight.
It could also be a shake weight. Exactly.
It's everything. Else.
Okay. I still don't think we have found out why Dart's a bad person.
I was a bad person because I didn't respond to my friend's text. Right?
That was weeks ago.
That was weeks ago. But that made me.
God.
I think that made me a bad person.
You need a new thing.
Yeah, yeah. Because we are an ongoing.
He's
going
to use that.
This is ongoing. No, I'm not going to. No. Okay.
This is ongoing badness.
Let's see.
I didn't respond to my friend's text a month ago. And
you
that
need
makes
to
me a
step
bad
up
person.
Your game.
I'm gonna slap
you.
I took weeks to respond to that text. Like 2 weeks.
Was it your mother?
No, it was a friend. Like a literal.
I feel like that's within the realm of. Okay person.
Yeah,
I think you're okay. Yeah.
Right.
So you need to work harder. Come up with something.
Okay. Wait, but then I did something else.
Oh, here we go.
But there was something that I thought you were like, okay, we can confirm he's a bad person now. What was that thing that I did?
Yeah, what was that thing that you did?
Oh, yes, now I remember. I was in Victorville, and I went to that restaurant.
Well, that's that, enough.
And I
just
lied.
Being in Victorville is enough
right.
to be a bad
no, but
person.
That's
all work. That was an excuse to go to Victorville.
Yeah, but then you got to come up with something new.
Okay.
Right. Something new.
This guy.
I am being a stickler on
you're
this.
You're destroying this podcast.
I probably...
Don't try to bring back the almond milk.
I probably accidentally killed a fly at some point this weekend.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Most
right.
likely multiple
right.
flies
guess,
were accidentally.
Out of all
killed.
Of us, guess who will accidentally be killed today?
Okay. No, I got no.
That's
no,
the most
no,
dangerous
no, no. I got
game
something
of all.
For him.
No, this is the thing. Who yeah, if we're voting to see who's most
well,
likely
right now,
to become
this
a,
guy.
No, to become a serial killer.
Oh, yeah. He's going to bottle up all the bad stuff that he doesn't do.
Right.
It's going to come out.
Well, that's the thing. Like I'm not like hiding any rage or anger. It's like it's not like I'm suppressing it to be this person. It's
yeah,
like,
but that's,
how
doesn't, that's,
have
how
anger.
People, that's how people
like
hide rage and anger.
No, all your rage and anger is developing into that big head of hair you got.
That's a great way to exercise it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
You just because if you let your hair grow out longer.
Wasn't there a character, a fictional character that the hair?
Samson.
No,
Samson.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
That was terrible.
Frankie, why are you a bad person?
This is going to be very easy. So, first of all, I only just saw Black Panther 2 days ago. Okay.
Doesn't make you a bad person.
Well, I feel like that's like, it's all contributing to a larger narrative of a bad person.
Oh, does that make you a racist?
No. He was in the theater shouting the N-word the entire time.
Okay.
No, so I sat down and I had my drink and... So, like, some lady comes and, like, sits right in front, and she has 3 children with her. And so, like, the thing that I'm going to say is, like, kind of bad, but, like, I almost, like, shushed the baby just because, like, these 2 men sat next to me, and they smelled really bad. And I was thinking about, like, changing seats.
Yeah.
And so I went up to the bathroom, and I was going to very politely sit in the next seat. And a lady behind me taps me on the shoulder, and she's like... Excuse me, I can't see. Can you move over to the next seat? And so I do, and so I'm sitting next to these 2 guys, and I just, like, hear the baby crying, and I'm almost, like, gonna shush him.
But so you almost shushed.
I almost, and I feel like that's enough, though. I think that my, like, internal dialogue of... Okay, shut up.
Now, first of all, I'm wondering, like, okay, now you're going to a screening of Black Panther weeks after it's come out.
This has to be in a super cheap theater with low grade clientele.
$2.50.
Right, that explains the crowd.
But I'm wondering, North Hollywood,
Pasadena.
Right, but why were there not more seats where you could just move someplace else? Was the theater that packed?
Yeah, like it was a very intimate setting. It was 30 people.
Oh, that's adorable.
And yes, and so it was like, it's the kind of place where it's once you're in your seat, you do not, like, you keep it there.
You can't
like,
move.
Okay, I was in a theater at the Grove here in LA. We were seeing an R-rated movie, and some woman and guy she has a baby with her in this R-rated film.
Why?
And the baby's crying and stuff. So my friend very politely, goes up and asks, like, can you do something about the baby? I mean, you're in a movie theater.
Wait, well, he goes to the people with the baby? Or
yes, like people with the baby.
Or the baby itself, with the baby. Yeah.
And so what happens is the father, I think he was out of the theater, he comes in, and then he turns around and he starts yelling at the entire audience, trying to find who told his wife to keep the baby quiet, and then Eli was like, it's me, and then and then the guy wanted to take him outside and fight him. It was
that's
like
what'll
insane.
This, yeah.
And my friend was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, no, no, thanks.
And then everyone's yelling at the guy, shut up, the movie is going on. And he's just standing watching everybody talking. And it was like, sit down. It was really crazy.
Okay,
that's a pretty dramatic
then,
silhouette. Anyone against the movie screen, it's wonderful.
Right, but then I'm thinking really like, okay, the guy's like, hey, you know,
hey,
let's go outside and fight. And you're like,
for the honor of my baby.
Yeah, can you bring the baby with you?
Yeah. Oh, that would have been the line. That would have been the... See, that's why CJ needs to be everywhere.
I'll fight the baby. I'll fight the baby.
Yeah, my problem's not with you, man. It's with the baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a good thing, because when you're in one of those super cheap theaters months later when a movie comes out and you're with this group of people, you do not want to tell them to shut the baby. Because we were in actually a nice theater.
Shut the baby. It's like, collapse the baby. Shut the baby.
They should have... You know what? If you're going to allow babies in a movie theater, they should have, like, cone of silence kind of rooms that you can put them in.
I think there should be cry rooms for every place.
Yeah. Yeah.
It shouldn't just... There should be on one end of every place, supermarket.
I don't think we should be forced
to be able to, like, feel like they can
cry
go out
station
still.
Station on one end, Orgy Dome on the other.
Well, at the Los Angeles Theater, like, you go to, like... I just went to Last Remaining Seats, which is put on by the LA Conservancy. Maybe I'll save that now. Anyway, these old movie palaces downtown, like the Los Angeles Theater, yes, they have a cry room.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So you could, you take your baby out.
But you can watch the show while you're there?
And there's a room that's glassed off.
You take your baby, you shut the baby.
Yeah, you just shut the baby. You put the baby in. You know what? They put the blenders in at Starbucks.
Yeah,
those little cases. Yeah, you just put your baby in.
See,
one of those.
I have a thing. I think cities
that's so
should do that.
Scary.
I think I like West Hollywood. I live in West Hollywood. I think they should ban
babies
at under a certain age being on the street after 7 o'clock. I don't think adults should have to adjust our language, the way we live our lives because of random woman wanted to multiply.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
no babies. No babies on the street after 7 p.m. What
I
about
think
that?
That's the extreme part, but I agree with like the idea that it's interesting how we all suddenly have to conform to a single entity.
Exactly.
Know? Wait. Conforming to a single entity, you mean a single entity like Dami?
No,
a baby.
Oh, the baby.
Really? Because now I'm thinking Dami is every bit as bad as a baby. as far as having to
He's making everybody conform to him. I think he's suggesting an idea. The baby
exactly.
Unintelligibly and unconditionally is making everyone conform to itself because it doesn't know any better. It's a baby.
Think about the children. That's always the thing. Well, think about the children. It's always think about the children. It's never think about the adults.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because the adults are the ones thinking.
Yeah, but the adults are... I think... Okay, you're saying that these people who have a baby...
The hell with them. Okay. They should just ban babies at least from movie theaters. Can we agree on that?
I remember Lindsay Lohan with her car hit a woman with a baby... In West Hollywood, and I remember thinking, there was a baby in West Hollywood? Like, why is there a baby?
It's terrible when you see the gaze with the baby. Oh, I can't stand that.
What's that baby doing here?
What is that baby doing in West Hollywood? It's not her fault.
Why would you bring... I just don't understand why people bring the child into the movie theater if it's of an age where it can't even... understand the content.
It can't be reasoned with.
I understand. Like, I mean, like, even just trying to understand the medium.
I understand parents want to get out of the house.
Yeah, that makes complete sense.
I'm sorry, if you can't afford a babysitter for 2-3 hours, then you don't leave the house.
Okay, but look at this. Okay,
seriously.
Now, that sucks, you don't, though.
Why do we have to suffer in a movie theater with a crying baby? That's pretty bad.
There should be there should just be an agreement between all peoples. Like, let's all be a little more egalitarian. All right, I live next door to somebody. They have a new child. I'm going to sit there for a couple hours where they go to a movie and they come back and they're going to raise my crop for like a day or something.
Your crop? Where are you living? What apartment building do you live in?
But like, that'd be a cool thing to do stuff for each other, you know?
Okay.
But that's knowing your neighbors and having friends, and that helps a lot.
But like, that community is like, it's one of the sources of humanity, and like, it's so productive and effective.
If it means not bringing a baby into the movie theater, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Wait, 40,000 people die a day of starvation, I believe it is, and 50,000 are brought into the world.
So babies?
I think we could slow down on making babies.
We could probably slow down on making babies, but to argue the other point, Kate,
is a pro-baby argument?
Yes, it's a pro-baby argument. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But
everything is pro-baby. The whole world is pro-baby.
Not all the world is pro-baby.
Many countries are not pro-baby.
America's pro-baby.
It's a rough world if you have babies. And here's the thing, that if you are, let's just say you were lucky enough, so you have a baby, and you are lucky enough to be firmly coupled. So let's just say that you are a
firmly coupled baby owner.
Yeah, firmly coupled baby owner. Because here's the thing.
FCBA.
Dart is he is the same age as my my
adorable son Allo.
Yes. But they are the same age as my my nephew's wife. She's married with two kids at your age.
I know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're a young couple and you're lucky enough to be.
Are they Mormons?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Well, okay. That's a whole different world, the Mormons. Come on.
That's not what I'm saying. Okay. So what I'm saying is that it's tough enough, okay, that you've got a baby. They scream, they make demands. It can be really draining.
It was their choice.
Really?
To have the baby?
It's always... Okay, so...
In 2018, it's definitely your choice to have the baby.
Okay, yes, you made a choice to have a baby. But... And so you should just...
You're making sacrifice. When you have a child, you're going to have sacrifices. You know it's going to cost you a lot of money with just raising the kid and then college and all that stuff. That's something you accept. And you accept not going to a movie with the child.
Except there are times where
until you can get a babysitter. Yes. Okay,
but your child's old enough to be rationed with and told to be quiet.
But in addition, you've got, movies are expensive, you know, any kind of night out. And then on top of it, then you have to pay a babysitter.
I understand how it works. I have friends with babies. And sometimes, they always ask me to watch the baby. Luckily, I'm usually busy at the time.
All right. Now, speaking of babies, let's get back to picking on Frank.
Oh, yes. Because he's sort of the baby of the group.
Oh, that's a nice wrap around there. Yeah.
I'm curious, though, how old are you?
I'm 22. Okay, I'm not a baby. Full-grown adult.
Yeah, you guys,
you guys are both of the group. Yeah. You are the baby.
Well, okay, but
I'm 2 months removed from being 22.
Yeah. So when's your birthday?
November 22nd.
All right. So you guys, you guys are compatriots, I suppose. And this whole so what are you doing here? What are you doing here?
What the hell is your story?
I'm kind of like my parents were moved around all the time. So I've kind of always moved around all the time.
Were a baby at one point and they had to cart you around.
Not in a movie theater. I bet you your parents were lovely people and did not bring you to a movie theater.
Oh, no. My parents brought me purposely to movie theaters. No, I'm just kidding. My parents are lovely people. But no, I think I'm going to be in the minority on this. But I think contrary to the fact that I wanted to shush a baby, I think yes, we should have more egalitarianism of how, we treat moms and babies in public. But I think babies should be able to be brought out in public and participate in the world. But I think that if we have a problem with it, that we shouldn't hide that. The problem shouldn't be solved by babies and moms being
targeted
at home all day. Mm. It should be like, well, like, how are we going to help it out? Or like, why? Like, why does this mom have to, like, bring her baby everywhere?
Right, and okay, like...
Not a movie theater. Nope. That's all I'm saying.
And I'm
You can bring it to a store. You could bring it maybe to a restaurant.
Then it becomes an isolated case each time. I think if we just figure out... If there were more studies, like, okay, children cannot comprehend this type of thing up until this age, right? Like, let's say that we doctors suddenly figure out a child can understand a movie at 3 years old, right? Then we can start thinking about, okay, maybe... There should be a cutoff. No, nothing younger than 3 years old, because it not only can it not understand what's happening, it's going to be a trouble to the
people.
Then,
well, what about this? We work in entertainment.
Then I think
it feels limiting because, like, what path are we going down if we have criteria to enter public?
It's ridiculous.
There should be little playpens at every single entertainment venue.
Yeah, but we all work in entertainment. What about a TV taping?
Are they
going to bring babies to tapings of TV shows, of game shows, of talk shows? No, they're going to let babies in because babies are a pain in the ass.
Except we already have restrictions, like R-rated movies.
Yeah.
You can bring babies.
Not a $2.50 theaters. This is an R-rated movie, and there are babies everywhere.
That's funny. You can bring babies everywhere. To an R-rated movie, but not if you're 15.
City. Okay. Now, here's my thing. I also think, like, breastfeeding, you should be able to just do that wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have
seriously.
No problem with that.
Yeah, just
what?
Whip it out,
yeah.
Feed the baby.
Well, I'm a nudist. I don't care if you whip out your boobie and feed the baby.
Okay,
oh,
this
you
is...
said you do have a problem.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay,
have a problem.
Cool. I was like, what?
Okay, because yeah, I think yeah.
I think women should be able to walk around topless. Absolutely. It's I was at the beach on the weekend.
There's nothing wrong with
There's
it, yeah.
guys walking around topless everywhere, and I'm like, this is great being a gay guy because I could look at topless guys all the time.
Topless
but women can't do that. What's the difference? They got guys have boobies, girls have nipples, guys have nipples. It's all the same thing. They're just bigger. But why, honestly, why should women cover up and men not? What's?
I guess because men get too aroused by women's breasts.
Okay,
I know
there's
you
a
don't.
I get aroused by men's chesses. Men's chesses.
Chesses.
Sounds like a rap lyric.
Chestuses.
Get aroused by men's chesses.
All right. Well,
I'm just saying I'm pro, even though I don't like boobies, I'm pro boobies no matter if they're going to be out, whatever.
I think it's just the world we live in. There are too many people who will, like, take advantage of that.
But it's one of those laws that doesn't make total
sense.
Yeah,
no, it's more like a social paradigm thing than like a...
But in Europe, it's a little more...
Oh, yeah.
Definitely
more
on the beaches.
Yeah,
yeah, on the beaches, women can go topless.
The same thing...
Not here at all.
What's sad is that they have to be designated as nudist beaches, you know?
Here.
Like, instead of just beaches with...
Yeah,
it just happened to be naked.
In Europe, it's just beaches. Here, and there aren't even nudist beaches in L.A. There are none.
I don't think there are, unless there.
There's an unofficial place near San Diego,
ones, right.
Where yeah,
unofficial,
but,
yeah,
but there's no. It's yeah, it's completely illegal.
I think. I don't think there are really legal nude beaches, but there are sort of traditional nude beaches that you know you go and. You can get naked, which seems weird that we have to. I guess that's another thing that we're. Oh, because we have to protect children from ever seeing nudity because, like, you can watch TV and see all kinds of murders and everything
know, right?
and
that's
violence.
Like one of the ultimate double standards. Like, I'd rather let my child see someone's head blown off than people making love. That's, like, just so.
Exactly,
stupid.
but not even just sex, just the idea, like, oh, if your kid sees boobs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to traumatize them forever.
Yeah, and it is ridiculous on another level because basic, like, cable television, stuff like that, they blur out all types of nudity, and yet kids can go online in 10 seconds and find anything they want.
It's the same thing with rap songs.
Things just
on the
don't
radio.
Make sense.
It's like, if a kid wants to hear the song with the expletives,
they bleep out
like,
the
it's,
word.
It's amazing that things are still held up like that.
Right, look, nobody knows what word they're saying. But
right, yeah, it rhymes with sit.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what he
rhymes
said.
Rhymes with truck.
My favorite version of that ever was on Snakes on a Plane. Oh my God!
Okay,
Samuel Jackson's like really big line.
Yeah,
forgot what the first one is. Like the way they dubbed over it was, I'm tired of these like mother father snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Oh my God!
I thought that was priceless.
How do they do that? Although, and here's the thing, because originally Snakes on a Plane was not R-rated.
Really?
They went in and added all that stuff.
No, the first version, but then when they had Samuel Jackson, when they got him involved, and then people are just like, okay, it's Samuel Jackson. He's got to say motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking
plane.
There's
got to be a few MFs in there.
Yeah, and so they went back and they did reshoots to make it R-rated.
Does Frankie know snakes on a plane?
I know snakes on a plane.
Oh, cool.
Okay, okay, but wait, you don't know. Let's find out all the things that you don't know.
Oh, not that.
No, wait,
damn.
How are you not a millennial? Because if I've been called a millennial, you're definitely a millennial.
No, I said second wave millennial.
Second wave millennial.
Yeah, I'm a second wave millennial.
You're second wave millennial.
Wait, so
millennials
you don't
are like
feel
30,
like
Dark 29.
Dark does I don't feel like I'm the second better version of anything.
Okay, but wait, you were born in 96.
95.
We're born in the same year.
Yeah, no, you're millennial.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, I said second wave millennial. No, it's all under the same.
It's not.
Well, all of these are just made up anyway. Yeah, but
that's another thing.
I think second wave is an ideology instead of a.
Millennials up to 97.
My sister's not a millennial?
Your sister is not a millennial.
What is she?
She has no people.
She's peopleless.
Yeah, she is just wandering in that vast gray area.
How will I save her?
Of generations that remain unnamed.
How can I give her a demography?
Okay. What's going on? What's good? What's good?
We're up to the good part.
Yeah, let's find good things.
I'm performing tonight at Akbar,
yay!
The Drunk on Stage show. Thank you.
On Stage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how do you address that being in AA?
I used to be drunk on stage a bunch of times.
Okay.
But no, I'm not. Oh my God, yesterday I did a show and I was saying that I used to be a drug addict prostitute and that's why I got sober. But then I said that I didn't, you know. But people were excited about it.
Excited. But,
because when I first stopped drinking, I heard from people that these guys told me that they loved going to meetings when they saw girls because they were like, picturing them just like being whores when they were drinking. And I was like, ugh, I don't want anybody picturing that I was a whore.
Is that like
so
a
then
fetish?
I just like addressed it, you know?
That's
but then
sorry
I was like,
thing.
Yeah. And then I was like, no, I was, you know.
That's like an AA fetish.
I'm like, if it wasn't nailed down, I shoved it in my body.
It's a place for like learning and becoming better with yourself, with other people, and like undermining that with your perversion.
As opposed to sitting there and just picturing like you just.
You name it, I put it in my body.
Exactly.
Like,
right?
Meanwhile, I only quit drinking because I was dating a rich lady who was paying my rent. She's like, I'm not paying for you to go out drinking. Like, you need to quit drinking. Okay. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a rum springer for 10 days and then I'll quit.
Wait, and so you got...
Like, that's really how I quit. I told these people that I woke up in a dumpster and they were like, sick.
That's the fantasy that feeds the flashlights in the back.
Right.
I just see the lights going back and forth. Right. And
yeah.
Okay, but so you're just sober for economic reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's saving money.
But you're no longer seeing her.
But now I like being sober. I love it.
Great.
I don't want to go back to drinking.
So yeah, keep at it.
Yeah.
Keep at it.
Maybe for the drunk show, I could go with you on stage. I'll drink and I'll be the drunk one.
Okay.
Because I don't drink. One drink will knock me out.
And you just stand there and be drunk.
You'd be funny drunk. Okay.
You know,
it's tonight
really,
if you want to go.
It's really fun drinking. All those games where you watch a movie and you know all the real... like idiosyncratic parts of it, and you have to take a drink every time you like imagine the
like,
room.
What about Bob?
All the stuff that happens in the room, but you have to drink every time you see spoons.
Yeah,
you we drink every time someone leaves the door open.
We should take Frankie to the room.
That's a fun time.
Poor Frankie, but I think this is a sex dungeon.
He looked at us like,
the
what's
room?
The room? What are you going to do to me?
Or more like, eh.
Okay, I got a good thing. This weekend is Pride weekend here in Los Angeles. So I'm going to go to an outdoor screening at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Nice.
Of Tuong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we were talking about the fact that that movie would be much better respected, I guess. It just had
originally it would have. It's grown over the years.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's good.
But it came months after.
Yeah, but no, it only came within weeks of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and we were just saying like that's a truly great movie. And then
An impact.
Yeah, Tu Wong Fu is a really good movie, but it just got overshadowed. And if it had come out any other time, that it would have been just groundbreaking.
And people did believe it was sort of a copy, even though it came out weeks later. People thought it was just sort of a copy of Priscilla.
Yeah,
and it is a very similar story, but it's just coincidental.
It's just weird. Like there were two volcano movies released in this. The same. They're just you know, there are two giant asteroid movies that
but
destroy.
But for Tu Wong Fu, and I said it before with you, Patrick Swayze is a drag queen, right. And Wesley Snipes is a drag queen, and they are fantastic. And I think Swayze got a Golden Globe nomination, I'm not sure.
So.
But he should have got an Oscar nomination. He is so gentle and sweet in that part. It's just fantastic. And Stockard Channing's great, too. Oh, it's such a fun movie.
Yeah, it's a great cast. Danner is good. Mm-hmm. All right. That's good stuff.
Although, the Cemetery.
Okay. So I will piggyback on that. My good thing was I mentioned Last Remaining Seats. The L.A. Conservancy that does, they protect all of these historic buildings and everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
They also do walking tours. If anybody is interested, the LA Conservancy does walking tours of like the Hollywood, the downtown movie palaces. They do walking tours of Union Station,
Union Station.
Of Angeleno Heights, the old Victorian houses over here. So they do all of these great things. So they also sponsor this program in the summers. So it just started this week for, I think, their 30th year or whatever, which is they show old movies in the old movie palaces.
Yeah.
So we got to go see Mr. Smith Goes to Washington at the State Theater, which was just – that was a great night.
So I would love to see really Mr. Smith deal with Trump.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah. it was interesting because there were certain parallels that you thought like, oh – they were talking about corruption back then.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't know nothing. All right. So that's me.
That's lovely. Dart.
What do you got? What do you guys?
Mine's not a closer, so I'll go.
closer.
I had a great phone conversation with my mom.
Nice.
So that was good.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Are you guys, where are your parents?
Well, they're in Colorado. To give some context of why I know no references is because I was culturally incubated for 16 and a half years. Wow. I went to Baptist schools, and I remember I got in trouble for having a Britney Spears CD. So this is the frame of reference I'm working with. So
oh my goodness.
I'm playing a little bit of catch
up. That's fascinating. That's worth another podcast.
No sign there that you're gay, that you were a teenager with a Britney Spears.
Oh my God. No, I literally.
nothing.
No, I was on the playground in princess dresses playing. I told the girls that like I had a Raven Simone's autograph. That was my big friend introduction.
Friend. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
It worked.
All right, that's pretty good.
There you go.
All right. Anything?
Do you have a closer, Jackie?
No, she's doing Akbar.
Yeah, it's you. We're all it's ending on you. This better be fucking good.
I can't.
Wait, can I say, since these two aren't bad, like, is it a thing that people are getting nicer?
Or that
they're young. Is it the generation or that they're young that they're nice?
I'm pretty sure it's just we have preconditions.
There's a lot of bad young people.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
There's plenty of crap out there.
Yeah, but maybe they
just... So it's a need-to-need basis?
No, they haven't gotten old and jaded like some
of us. Yeah, I think it's the lack of jadedness and...
I just think you're not trying hard enough.
People in a few,
no, maybe we are not trying hard enough.
I feel like when I was their age, though, I was bad.
Jackie, I'm pretty confident you were always bad. Don't worry.
Yeah, you were bad from 4. You told the story.
This is the stuff that the AA people want to hear.
All right.
Those two guys.
Dart,
we
are
for the
waiting.
Bad oh, gosh.
Something good. Come
something
on.
Something good.
A movie. Oh, something you ate.
Can it be not about me, but someone relative to
sure.
me?
Sure.
Yeah.
Anything good.
My demographicless sister has an internship with chemists at USC, and she's helping work on photovoltaics and the next wave. This is actually the actual next wave of solar energy.
Can we call them fourth wave? The fourth
wave coffee photovoltaics.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really great. I love that.
She just helped her mentor do this really cool thing that they weren't able to do last time. So, like, they're getting further in their research, and she might be in a paper at some point.
Ah, that's very exciting. Okay, that's great. That's great. And
that beats all of ours.
On that note, we will close out. This has been another episode of Good Stuff with Bad People. Thank you for listening.